can begin.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. First, we would never have asked for this legislation to be considered if it was not a pro-consumer piece of legislation. And yes, the gentlemen were correct. This has been going on for many, many years and probably should have been corrected a long time ago. There have been certain things in the marketplace over the past few years that have helped a bit, and that is that many of the dealers that were spoken about have been given the opportunity, thanks to the work of this committee a few years ago, to pass right of first refusal, that the suppliers that owned their real estate were mandated to offer them the property should they sell it to somebody else, and the dealers opted to do so, which put them in a different situation that was just described by my friends from the major suppliers. And that is this, exactly the opposite of what they just said. They do not have the choice of saying they'll put somebody else's product in the ground. The properties, the locations we're talking about, are those that are owned or controlled by the supplier, and the dealer is what is known as a franchise lessee dealer. And he purchases his gasoline by virtue of the fact that he has no choice but to purchase the product from that supplier for what is known as dealer tank wagon, or take it or leave it. He does not have any other choice. And what we're asking for is protection for those locations, but not just for the dealer, not just for the small business owner that is in that location. For the customers that have remained loyal to that dealer, they have to pay much higher prices. We have graphed, now I don't have any college studies, but what I do have is evidence from retailers that are in these various zones that from time to time could pay anywhere from 10 cents a gallon more to 20 cents a gallon more from another branded competitor of the exact same supplier. And all we are saying is, the gentlemen that were here were from Sunoco and Lukoil. If you are going to come up with your arbitrary price every day, not to those that have a contract with you that say you have to sell them gasoline at a specific price based on a formula, for those that you choose what they have to pay and that's it, that price be the same. In terms of competition, competition is always painful amongst retailers of any kind, but competition has proven itself to be excellent for consumers in every marketplace. We would do nothing to take away competition in the marketplace. Lukoil testified that they have something called TCVA, Temporary Competitive Voluntary Allowance. They actually can go into a location and say there's a competitor down the street. This is our price today, which, by the way, is the same for everybody else if this law passes, all the other Lukoil dealers. But because that particular location happens to be very, very competitively priced, we can offer this allowance. There's nothing in this legislation that stops that allowance. Nothing. We wouldn't do that. We want Lukoil to compete. However, what I don't want Lukoil to do is charge me a dollar and Joe a dollar 15. Now, if Joe is on a corner where there is an aggressive competitor, they have the option of coming up with a voluntary allowance. And they do that now, and they do it aggressively. And we're not trying to stop them from doing that. But we have graphed over time where there are retailers that can pay. Right now, we're probably maybe in a 10-cent variation, but there are times the marketplace can show their highest dealer paying 30 or 40 cents a gallon more than their lowest price dealer. We think that is unfair to the dealer that's operating the location. We think that's unfair to the customer that has to buy from that retailer. And they are subsidizing some over others. And I don't want you to be fooled that they do this in places that may be urban areas. That is not the case. They do it where they think they can get more money, and sometimes it is in an urban area. I have a gentleman with me who happens to...
Wait a minute. Before we get to that gentleman, we may have some questions
okay.
for you. I'm confused. Who are they? There would be certain people who are exempt from this bill. Is that what we're talking about, the exemption?
No, we've asked for an exemption if a dealer's branded supplier owns and controls less than 75 locations.
Okay.
There are many small distributors that are not offenders of zone pricing, and
okay,
we don't wish to burden them.
Okay. So there's that exemption for the owner's issue. In your testimony, you were, and this is goes to giving me information. I mean that you said that there's a certain dealer that can't be competitive, or what was the distinction? I get the distinction for the exemption. Putting the exemption aside, where is the problem with this bill, putting the exemption aside? Maybe I should ask it like that.
First, let me say that I understand how confusing this marketplace is. So what I don't want is the panel that preceded me to take advantage of the confusion in the marketplace, because it is very difficult to understand. We are only asking for the zone pricing to be eliminated for those dealers that do not have the chance. They are not permitted to negotiate for the price of the gasoline that they pay.
Okay. Now, and I can't negotiate for the price of the gasoline because of what?
Because you own my property and you lease me the property, and my sales agreement is tied to that lease. And if I don't agree to buy the gas from you at your price, I can't have the lease.
Okay. So part of the lease is you must take my product.
Yes.
And
pay your price.
And there's no way for me to negotiate with you, because the lease says I have to take your gas only at whatever price you tell me.
The lease and sales agreement will specify DTW, dealer tank wagon, which is set every day. And that is unlike if you owned your property or leased it from a third party, or you controlled the property that your gasoline station was on. You could call me and ask me how much I will sell you gasoline for. You can call Joe and ask him how much he will sell you gasoline for. You can call any one of a number of people and ask them what will they sell you gasoline for. And unlike the gentleman from Sunoco, the contract you sign does not make the price change or the formula
but
change
then you
of
get
the day.
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
I understand about the lease, the ownership, and this is separate and apart from the exemption, this issue.
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions? Sure.
Through the chair, what's the, and so how many sites are you talking about then, from the scope? That meet that criteria for this bill around the state?
Probably in the area of 300 to 400. which if we had done this a few years ago, would have been about 600. But a number of dealers who were adamant that this legislation be passed a few years ago, it no longer affects them because they've been able to purchase their property and make a contract with their supplier. They've chosen their supplier who has said, we'll sell you gasoline at a particular price.
Because of the right of first refusal and other things like that have led up to this point. I'm sorry, Jerry.